This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the World Wide Wave.
Welcome to the World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time, and tonight we're stopping off at Lithuania. First off, thank you to Generation Next for another fantastic show, and thanks to Robert, who's manning the front switch. Now, I'm Squirrel, and my co-host Matt are here today, and we've got some questions for you. First of all, is it legal to change your gender in Lithuania? Second, can the advertisements depict homosexuals in a positive light? We learned all this, and we also spoke with Thomas from the Lithuania Gay Leave, a really inspiring organization that's working towards creating change in one of the former Soviet bloc nations. But first, we've got, that's right, the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Californication, here on the World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9.
It's the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Californication.
So Matt, why did we have Red Hot Chili Peppers on our Lithuania show?
Lithuania, what's the link? Well, one of their singers, Anthony Kiedis, was presented with his family tree by the Foreign Minister of Lithuania. They assert that, as you do, might have been a bit of a stunt there, but they assert that he is of Lithuanian heritage and charted his genealogy back to the 1800s, showing his great-grandparents were from a county in Lithuania.
Oh, well, there you go. There's always a link here on the World Wide Wave.
As loose as that sometimes may be.
So Lithuania, what do you think? Former Soviet bloc country, used to be part of the USSR. Well, way back it was its own country, then became part of the USSR, and now is its own country again. Would you say, overall, we've been researching, we've been talking to Thomas from Lithuania Gay League. Good country, bad country?
Look, I think it's one of those changes, one of those countries that's gone through a lot of change since it became separate from the USSR, and a lot of progress has happened in a short period of time. I reckon that's pretty good.
Fast progressing country. I tend to agree. So it's their 20-year anniversary right now. Homosexuality was decriminalized in 1993, and 2004, some more laws were put in, mainly as a bait to get into the European Union. They were really trying to conform and fill in that bid, and so they passed a bunch of laws. But this has been working, it seems, I'd say, on the balance, pretty much in favor, at least the legislation seems to be in favor of homosexuals in Lithuania.
It's really interesting. A lot of these new European Union countries have had to go through a process. They've had to meet certain criteria the European Union has set, and because they wanted to become a part of the club, a whole range of social laws have been brought in, and a lot of them have benefited the gay and lesbian communities in those countries.
We talked with Malta and Turkey as well, and they were definitely countries where that was occurring. But in Lithuania, they're also starting to put in a lot of their own legislation. For example, protection against discrimination was legislated as part of the criteria for European Union ascension. But in 2010, the first gay pride parade took place. And also, they had, now this one's interesting, this was one of their dodgy moves, I thought. They had a law on the protection of minors against the, and this is all in capital letters, detrimental effect of public information. And this law, Matt, it forbade public propaganda of homosexual, bisexual, or polygamous relations. And as soon as they realized that was that public propaganda law was passed, and it said there's no advertisement or commercial that could depict or promote homosexual orientation. Now that's in 2010. very quickly. In fact, before 2011 came around, they explained that as a translation error, and it adopted a brand new amendment, removing all aforementioned phrases and added sexual orientation as one of the things that is banned from discrimination. So they're like, oops, this... translation error.
In fact, the European Parliament passed a resolution condemning the law, so they got a bit of a shock from what they had put through there. Perhaps those links... It was a bit generic, too, in promotion of homosexual relations, what that might be. Is that a gay character on a TV show? It's quite a broad definition. So, yes, making that change brought it back. Interesting you mentioned the Pride as well. So they actually had a bit of trouble bringing in a Pride march. The first... Pride March was due to be held in 2007, but the city of Vilnius, the council refused them permission.
Why would they do that?
Well, just because, really. For security reasons.
Oh, is that what they said?
Security reasons. Yes. But they tried and tried again. And yes, 2010 was the year that it first happened. And it happened as a bit of a protest because the court stopped the parade from proceeding in the legal sense, but people still turned up and took place in the march.
Well, good on them. It's interesting, though, that despite all this legislation, and we hear a bit from this Thomas, although Thomas was quite positive, there's only 17% support for gay marriage and 12% for rights of adoption. In other words, the public sentiment really hasn't quite caught up to the law yet. And that was what we found in India and several other countries that are implementing these rapidly changing laws, that public sentiment hasn't caught up. However, it is interesting. There are two groups that benefit, I think, and one is that the civil code in Lithuania allows non-married person, they can change their gender. They can change their legal gender if it's medically possible. Again, you have to be not married to do that. Why?
Tell me.
Well, it's because it's illegal to be married to the same gender. So you can't change your gender if you're already married, because boom, boom, you'd be married to the same. However, if you're a free swinging single person, you can go on and change it, no problem whatsoever. The other thing I found fascinating was gays and lesbians are allowed to serve openly in the military. Ask, tell.
And get involved.
I love it. Speaking of get involved, we got a little music you can get involved with. The Eastern European Funk by Incolto.
It's Joy 94.9.
This is Audrey Gochran, the director of Amnesty International's Africa program on the World Wide Wave.
This is Nikki from Canada, where everybody can get married. You're listening to the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Yes, it is a show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. That song was Eastern European Funk by Incolto, and that was Lithuania's Eurovision entry in 2010, and a boppy little song there. Tonight we are speaking with Thomas from the Lithuanian Gay League. Now, Lithuania came across our radar with talk of civil unions, and pretty much the Lithuanian president came out fairly quickly and said that that talk was too premature. So we wanted to speak with people inside Lithuania and find out what was happening. And your organization, the Lithuanian Gay League, can you tell us what you do?
Basically, we are the only one non-governmental organization which works for LGBTQI issues in the country. And we define ourselves as advocacy organization. But of course, when you are the only one national organization in the country, you've got to deal with a lot of issues, ranging from strategic litigation, lobbying, awareness raising, and advocacy issues. So basically, we are the major reference point to the LGBT community in the country, and we are trying to reach out to the policymakers and decision makers as well.
What's the biggest issue on the table today for you?
It's, of course, the Baltic Pride March, the upcoming one. We got the permission from the municipality, but the issue now is that they unilaterally relocated the march from the Central Avenue in the Dardanelles Vilnius to the rather isolated and inaccessible area on the riverside. And we have appealed against this decision before the national courts because we believe it infringes upon the effective exercise of right to peaceful assembly. And the decision of the court, the first instance, should come in April. And we are really looking forward how it will work out. And the second issue is now we started a very vivid public debate on registered partnerships, as you can see from the public statements from the high-level politicians. And we don't believe that it will be adopted anytime soon, but we think it's a very unique opportunity to speak about it for the first time comprehensively and more of reasonable terms and not based on emotions.
Your Lithuanian president has recently come out and said that talk of civil unions is too premature. How do you think...
Indeed, that's correct.
How do you think the election will help how do you think that will pan out?
We kind of have difficulties in explaining this position of the president because we generally believe that no human rights issue can be premature in democratic society for sure. But it has to be noted that our president is extremely popular among the people in Lithuania, and she's going to run for elections for the second tenure next year. So maybe we're thinking that this kind of a strategical step not in order to irritate the general public, and maybe we expect for more embracing position when she's elected for the second time, because it's likely that she will hold the presidency for another 5 years.
You do have some opponents there as well, though. There's a very vocal politician, Petras Grazilius, who speaks out quite frequently against LGBT rights. How do you respond to that?
We have several politicians who are very openly homophobic and trying to build their political capital on homophobic rhetoric. We generally believe that there is no point in speaking people who are using your human rights as their tool for gaining political influence. However, the biggest problem, what do we see in political context, is that there are some very vocal politicians who are very homophobic, but there are non-politicians who will genuinely stand for LGBT rights, because it's still thought that LGBT issues or topics are kind of controversial, and basically we don't have not many very vocal supporters, and the homophobic politicians got to shape the public discourse, unfortunately.
Can you give us an example, say maybe 10 or 20 years ago, how things have changed, or what was it like 10 years ago?
Well, maybe I'm not in the position to comment that because I was still a baby back then. But the things that changed rapidly is the visibility of LGBT people. And basically up until the first Baltic Pride, which happened in 2010, there was no public discourse on LGBT people or LGBT rights at all. And after that, it reemerged immediately. And like now we have a massive public discussions, on TV channels, in newspapers, on internet, it's all over the place. And I think that's a crucial thing.
Sounds like there's a lot more visibility happening. That's fantastic. It's definitely fantastic what's happening, that visibility. And also, what a quote. No human rights issue can be premature in a democratic society.
That's fantastic. I love it.
I really admire Thomas and basically his optimism. Like when you're talking to him, you wouldn't think 17% support gay marriage. We've talked to plenty of activists who are quite, oh, it's such a hard battle. But he's more saying, no, they relocated, Pride March to the courts because we took it to the courts because we feel like we have a right for peaceful assembly, or we like the idea of public debate because that's going to raise awareness, even if they're talking about that it's a bad thing. It's raising awareness.
They're very orderly in the way they're approaching this, so putting forward changes to laws and taking things forward through the parliament. They have had some instances of violence against the gay community, and they certainly have this quite outspoken MP who is quite homophobic and openly homophobic, and trying to bring in anti-gay laws at the same time, which haven't yet been successful.
Although, interestingly, when we ask Thomas later, he tells us in a clip that we'll play for you a little bit later in the show that Lithuania in general is quite a peaceful society, so they don't feel overly threatened. But I think it's an interesting idea, that right to peaceful assembly. Imagine if someone had just moved Mardi Gras. Just said, you can't
move
march
it to Melbourne,
here.
Maybe.
Well, no, I'm talking about move it to Warrnambool, maybe. But, but just in general, I feel that right to peaceful assembly, I think that's quite important. And if you have any thoughts on this, you can SMS us at 0427 Joy 949. You can give Robert a ring at 1300 Joy 949, or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au.
And we are live on Facebook, so you can drop us a post. You can search W3 Joy or Worldwide Wave on Facebook, and we will have a chat and read out your things. And a big mention to our new followers in the past week, to Tony, Daniel, Rebecca, Brian and Jerry. Thanks for joining us and keeping an eye on us on the World Wide Wave.
It's really exciting, and I'm loving the way that we're starting to get news coming into us. So if you've got any breaking news stories, feel free to send them into us, because we've heard from several countries, including Malaysia and France, who we'll hear from shortly in upcoming weeks. And we're just really enjoying that the wave is spreading and getting bigger and bigger. But for now, we've got the next song, and that is Summertime by Scamp.
Yeah, Scamp is quite a big name band in Lithuania, a mix of pop, rock, hip-hop and reggae genres. Came to life in 1998. This is Summertime. It's Joy 94.9.
Follow LGBT International News and Current Affairs.
Like us on Facebook at W3Joy or visit us at w3joy.org.
This is Eve from Cameroon on Joy 94.9.
This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. And we love chatting and speaking with you and hearing your questions and thoughts. You can SMS us on 0427 Joy 949, phone Robert at the front desk 1300 Joy 949. Email us in the studio, that's onair at joy.org.au. And we're live on Facebook, W3Joy. Tonight we are in Lithuania, and we've just heard the song by Scamp, a Lithuanian band called Summertime, and they've fronted for the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, that's exciting. As exciting as the fact that we have been speaking with Thomas from the Lithuanian Gay League. It is one of the longest existing NGOs in the country. Back in 1993, they had a constituent meeting, and because Lithuania had been part of the former Soviet bloc, Lithuania itself was still just new and starting. So it's nice to think that these gay rights movement, as Lithuania has grown as a country, so too the gay rights movement has grown within Lithuania.
That's right, and they really are fighting to fly that flag. We were talking with Thomas about the Pride Parade, which took a few years to get going, and the next one is coming up. Not without controversy, though. Again, there's still a battle. He was talking before about the local authorities wishing them to move them to a lower profile area of the city.
And when we think about this, like, just bear in mind, whether you're listening in Australia and you've just been to Mardi Gras, that kind of contrast, or we've had listeners recently from Ireland, from Singapore, from Cambodia, wherever you are, just think about your situation. There's a lot of countries where the law is not squishing you down. Now, there's plenty where it is, and a lot of other East Bloc countries. We spoke earlier with Daniel from Romania. We've spoken with folks from Poland. We've talked to the crew of East Bloc Love. So this is not atypical for the East Bloc countries, but it is interesting what Thomas has to say.
The Pride this year is scheduled on 27th of July. And usually the July is a bit late date for the Baltic group, for the Pride season in general. But basically we selected this day strategically due to the two following reasons. The first one is that Lithuania will hold the European Union presidency starting from July the 1st. And the second reason is that this year Lithuania marks a very special anniversary, meaning 20 years of decriminalization of homosexuality. And we genuinely believe that this special political context provides us with a unique opportunity to discuss about tolerance, diversity and social cohesion in Lithuanian society.
This, that makes a lot of sense. So do you believe that as the EU, once the EU is moved into Lithuania for the year, that that'll be your chance to highlight injustices happening to the LGBT community?
We generally believe so, because there is some kind, you know, of political pressure, because usually homophobic rhetoric and homophobic policy is not acceptable on the European Union level. And as the Lithuania will hold the European Union presidency, is quite a very unique opportunity to highlight these issues. And it's very interesting to note how the local politicians are dealing with this situation, if we can call it so, because they are trying to present that LGBT march is going to be one of the presidency's challenges. And it's very interesting to shape the national discourse, because it's not the Pride challenge itself, but the intolerance and homophobia prevailing in the society.
You were saying earlier that in society there's not a lot of pro-gay feeling. Could you tell us a bit about what gay life is like in Lithuania? Do you feel safe?
Oh, yes, we definitely feel safe. It's not something bad, because Lithuanian society in general is not very, it's very much sensitive to violence, and it is not approved at all to any kinds of individuals or people. I have to say it's a lot of work to do, but situation gets better every single year and I think even single day. And it's very nice to work for with LGBT issues because you see how things are changing and how rapidly they are changing. And I think definitely it gets better.
What support is there for gay and lesbian people when they are coming out?
There is still a huge stigma of coming out. Basically what's happening now is you get to see more and people openly speaking about their sexual orientation and about civil and political rights for LGBT people. And you know, it's like a building up process, like a snowballing effect. When you get one public celebrity coming out and speaking openly about these issues, other people might get encouraged and do it as well.
And what do you hope for in the future for LGBT rights in Lithuania?
Well, you know, it's very interesting question, but just to get better, you know, just in order to achieve what other countries have achieved, and just in order to prove that Lithuanian society is open European society which can be inclusive to all its people.
Thomas from the Lithuanian Gay League, thanks for joining us on Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wave, where tonight we are in Lithuania and speaking there with the Lithuanian Gay League.
Where it gets better every single day.
So optimistic. Love it. Love it.
Snowball effect. I do like the idea. They haven't had someone from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, for example. No, they haven't had somebody famous come out yet. Like a lot of other countries are starting to have that snowball effect he was talking about. And they're just waiting and looking and basically asking as many famous people as they can. They're Magda Subanskis, who they will.
Exactly. And look, they are getting some political support. So some of the political parties now have a LGBT rights platform, the Social Democrats and the Liberals Movement of the Republic of Lithuania. They've both expressed their support for LGBT rights. And it was interesting, he was talking there about this opportunity of having
EU
the
presidency.
EU presidency.
Yeah.
And the change that has started to, or that they're starting to notice in the local politicians. So because there is this higher profile of people watching them from around the world, or around Europe, I should say, and local politicians are behaving just a little bit differently, which is kind of a good thing.
So the global spotlight is a catalyst for change. If you've got thoughts on this, feel free to SMS us 0427 Joy 949. You can send us a Facebook message at W3JOY, or you can call Robert at the front switch at 1-300-JOY-949. Email us at onair@joy.org.au. But we are always open and loving to hear your opinions on this matter. But I love the idea. Global change. Get everyone involved. And things will happen.
Global change without trouble. And I say that because our next song is called Trouble. It's by an artist called Jurga, a young Lithuanian singer and songwriter. It's the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Hola, mi nombre es Felix de Colombia. You are on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
That was Free by Jazzu. Appropriate as we are in Lithuania here on the Worldwide Wave, Joy 94.9, and it is free for them to be homosexuals.
There's a bit of a struggle going on there. So we see these efforts of the or the requirements of the European Union, which Lithuania is bound to meet in order to retain membership, which is pushing them in a more progressive way in terms of their laws. But then we see these instances and protagonists within Lithuania who are pushing an anti-gay and even a homophobic agenda in terms of laws. So quite a little struggle going on.
I'm somehow reminded of when I first got my driver's license and I would drive, and if I saw police officers or if it was a stretch of road where I knew that was heavily patrolled, I tended to drive the speed limit and obey it very nicely. But then there were certain parts, I lived quite rurally, where it was like, oh, there's no one around, and this is not something I recommend doing. But I would just forget the law. This is what I personally think I should do, and slip up until I got to the next place where I knew the cops were watching. And I wonder if Lithuania and its politics aren't playing that same sort of game.
They need that.
EU
the
police.
EU has got the radar gun out.
Or international organizations like the ILGA.
Exactly. And look, even the Lithuanian Prime Minister, and we heard Thomas there talking about it, because
Yeah, she's just come out last week.
Yeah, she came out and said, look, talk of same-sex couples is too premature. Then she followed up and said, I have a strong opinion about same-sex partnerships and have said on numerous occasions that I am against them. So she's actually stated her personal opinion on this one.
This reminds me of another Prime Minister we know.
Exactly. It's a little bit Julia Gillard. And they're certainly having the same struggles as we are here in Australia.
But it's interesting what he said is that they're expecting her to be re-elected. No comment there. But in that re-election, they're thinking because she'll be a prime minister for a given period, 5 years, and there will be no re-election, no political pressure on her, that in fact she may be more free to pass more homo-friendly legislation. And I thought, again, that was kind of the snowball effect, the it gets better every day, that no human rights issue can be premature in a democratic society that Thomas was talking about.
It's a little bit of a risky strategy, though, I have to say. I mean, even here in Australia, I don't know that that would be something. I don't think you could follow the same line with our current Prime Minister.
It's like the cops removing all the speed limits. There would just be chaos. People aren't ready for it yet.
You're just on this whole car thing tonight, aren't
you? It's all about the analogy. It's all about the analogy. And it's also all about
the music. And we love Red Hot Chili Peppers so much, we've got another Red Hot song. Actually, I was listening, one of our sponsors there before was a food and herb and chili fest as a part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. I was thinking, hey, we're singing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
We're having our own little chili fest tonight.
So let's hear a bit more. This is Scar Tissue, the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I am Fernando from Guadalajara, Mexico, and you are listening to World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Hallo en goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on World Wide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
World Wide Wave, and tonight we're in Lithuania. Now, we have been playing a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Can you remind me again why, Matt?
Yes, if you missed it at the top of the show, Anthony Akidis, one of the members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, is believed to be, and I say believed to be because the Lithuanians have decided that he's of Lithuanian descent, but he hasn't actually come out and proudly pinned that to his chest yet.
He's still a closeted Lithuanian.
That's right. The foreign minister presented him with his genealogy chart, which shows his family lineage going back to Lithuania in the 1800s. But it's good music. That's the other reason. Good music.
Just like it's a good country. Now, Lithuania, I've probably about 3 points. One, they're raising public debate and they're raising awareness with that public debate. The second point is it's an uphill battle, yet they need to be raising awareness there. There's only 17% support for gay marriage. It's not exactly a socially accepted norm yet. However, as Thomas from the Lithuania Gay League pointed out, it gets better every single day. Not just it's get better, but it's improving. There's a snowball effect happening, and with the European Union presidency soon moving to Lithuania, folks like the Prime Minister, who recently stated publicly on video that she is very much against homosexuality, will have to do an about-face.
And it's very optimistic and very promising. And we are not the only news and current affairs show here on Joy. You can also tune in to Doug Pollard, who gave us a nice shout out during the week. So hello, Doug, and the Rainbow Report, 7 o'clock on Thursdays, a great show. And he's a bit of a legend of the gay radio station here. And you can follow us for all your international gay and lesbian news throughout the week. Go onto Facebook and search World Wide Wave or W3 Joy. Next week, we are heading off to France. We are interviewing one of the directors from the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, one of the films which is about growing old and gay in France. And coming up next, we've got Kiss My Arts, always a great show, so stick around.
Here on the World Wide Wave, and we'll be...
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.